All right. So here's the premise for tonight's game. You are all members of a wizard's cabal, specifically a wizard's cabal from Waterdeep, of illusionists. And you're all gnomes.
Naturally.
You've been invited to Athkatla in Om to the great golden temple of Joaquin to perform on the midwinter holiday.
It's not Joaquin Phoenix.
So this is what you see. You're in the great golden temple of Joaquin.
No.
In the center of the room is a large, basically that looks like a magic circle, with a smaller offset circle where the conductor is standing. The rest of you are standing in the big, large, basically magic circle. You've all performed the ritual needed to cast the illusions for tonight's performance, and all around you, you see many of the upper crust of Athkatla in here. And then outside of them, anybody who could squeeze in, basically. This is a huge temple, so there are a lot of people here. Okay. The conductor turns and thanks everybody for coming tonight, and then he starts falling into spell casting, and you guys see a fog raise up around you so thick that you can't even see the gnome next to you. You all know that this fog is where your illusions are going to take place, and even though there is a set schedule for tonight, no gnome has ever been known to stick to their schedule.
Yeah, of course not.
Awesome.
Why even make a schedule?
So the way this is going to work...
It's propriety.
Yeah, you do it so that you have something to go against. Otherwise, you're not going against anything.
Tradition.
Tradition.
Having no schedule would be like fiddling on a roof.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry, what?
That's a great reference there.
Thank you.
Okay.
Man, having...
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go around, and you have one... Basically, you have one visual thing you can do. You have one auditory thing you can do, and then you also have some music you can do. So you can have a different audio from the music you've chosen to have play. The music interrupts whoever's music was before you. So if you're okay with their music, they don't overlap, but the sounds do overlap.
Can you make them overlap?
You would have to specify that you have the two musics overlapping.
Cool.
You can't directly affect somebody else's illusion, but you can interact with them.
Can you overlay them?
Yeah.
Can I remix them in real time?
You can put a mustache on it, yeah. But that's your thing that you have to maintain.
Call me DJ Wobble Bottom.
Can I put a mustache on the music?
A musical mustache?
Yes.
That's just a bass note. But
it's just a long bass note.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to go around, and then the first part is just going to be pretty much you're setting down the tone of the whole thing. And then after that is hopefully it'll start getting crazier. Last year it got pretty dang crazy.
Question.
Yes.
What event is this for?
This is for the midwinter holiday.
Okay, so it is
in the Church of Joaquin.
Yeah, at a huge temple of Joaquin in Athkatla, the capital of Om.
I just wanted to make sure it was
Can you tell me something about Joaquin?
Sure. Joaquin is the goddess of merchants and money.
Cool.
Of course.
So are we supposed to be?
Of course, the true meaning of this holiday falls under her purview.
Yeah, well, you're from Waterdeep, and then you've been well paid to come up here and do this.
Yeah,
basically.
We might not be getting much of that deposit back at the end of this.
When I say that this temple is gold, I really mean it. There's like gold statues here and huge gold everywhere. It's covered in gold.
Do we have event insurance for this? Presumably, we would have had to spring forward after last year.
So it's illusions. So the only fear is that you might like affect somebody's mind, but you're not going to cause any direct property damage.
Cause them all to go insane.
Well,
the spell you're actually casting over and over is minor illusion, but then the
So we're all sticking to.
But the ritual that you've all cast before the performance, like. Heightens the illusions and makes them interact, and
that's why
you have to stay within the magic circle.
Okay, cool. So it's like we're basically using this minor magic to interplay with the the sort of existing fog and the magic within it or whatever.
The conductor also technically has veto power, but as the performance goes on, it's harder and harder for him to exercise it.
Yeah, you start introducing 20 or 30 minor illusions.
So, remember, keep a hold of your illusion, whatever you're doing, and then when it comes back to you, you can scrap your illusion or transform it or do whatever you want with it, but you can only have one illusion going at a time. Mm-hmm. Do you want to start?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds like Russian roulette.
So,
there's
a shimmering sound that appears over everybody, and as the shimmering sound starts, magical shimmering snow starts falling down, and it disappears as it reaches the people, so it never hits them.
Sick.
I'm going to establish more of the setting with trees, evergreen trees, like all over the place.
So everybody feels like you're now in a big forest with shimmery, glowing snow.
All right. Suddenly, the ringing of sleigh bells can be heard rhythmically. And then it increases in tempo and turns into almost like a sort of EDM, like... It's like sleigh bells remixed.
Okay, do you have any visual, or is this just the auditory?
Oh, I can do... I thought it was limited to one.
No, you can do one. You can do a visual, a auditory, and a piece of music that overrides whoever's music was before you.
Oh, okay. I'm going to do slowly shifting light that kind of, like, matches the tempo. That just kind of, like, doesn't come from any particular source. It's just in the fog.
Like a rave?
Yeah.
So,
is it
colored or just regular light?
Many colors, yes.
Okay. So all the colors of the rainbow are starting to beat into the fast moving sleigh bells in this glistening snow within the forest.
Okay, within the forest, bubbles start to come up.
I'm sorry, what now?
Bubbles. Kind of look like soap bubbles, but much larger. And as they float upward, they get larger and larger. And they're also pulsing color along with the beat that's going on. Pulsing that color. And when they reach the top and they're as big as they can be, they burst.
Reach the top of what?
The top of the area.
It's like, as far as anybody's concerned, it goes on forever, infinitely.
I feel like the next
to above the trees or
the
top of the area where people will still see it.
Okay, so just big and up and then
up into the darkness,
and it explodes as it's pulsing. Explodes with a big explodey sound, a big pop, like a big balloon popping, and then explodes into golden snowflakes that then drift down.
So is that continual?
Yeah.
So more and more bubble keeps okay. So pulsing bubbles are pulsing up through the forest that are their sleigh bells and random lights. And shimmering snow and evergreen trees.
So and there's dubstep something music.
Yeah, we need the wub wubs.
The wub wubs. No, so there's no music playing right now?
There's no music playing.
Okay.
Just a beat.
The beat of sleigh bells.
Well, can I change it to the bass from Another One Bites the Dust? You know.
Okay. So the bass from Another One Bites the Dust starts playing. Do you add any visual or any
I can't explain, but this I guess monstrous figure. He's wearing an overcoat and a bandana.
Oh, no!
And fedora. He kind of looks he's going to wear a top hat. Have you guys seen Arsene from Persona 5?
No!
No. Oh,
do any of you guys?
What, really? No?
I'm probably the only person that's played Persona 5.
Well, Arsene, he's a Persona. Anyway, okay, I'll try to
So he kind of has long
boots on. And top hat, kind of like an overcoat. And let's just say he's wearing a really fancy suit, right? And I guess he just kind of starts, dancing to the beat. I don't know, maybe Michael Jordan style.
Michael Jackson?
Michael Jackson.
How old are you?
Sorry, I can't think straight when I'm nervous.
You know that face? All
right.
It's okay.
Michael Jordan.
Yeah. No, you're doing great. All right. Yeah.
Yeah, you did great. Yeah. So, okay, there's a dark figure dancing within the music now.
I just see like a creepy like school shooter looking dude.
I'm just assuming like moving through the trees.
Okay.
Like just dancing into the forest.
Okay. All of a sudden, golden words start scrolling up, and you see episode 9.
Ooh, topical!
Revenge of the Sith. I don't need to add anything. It just, words start scrolling up. It's
wait,
like a paragraph.
How many S's are in Sith?
Like 7. Look. I might have a stutter. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Some random words start to scroll up as the man is dancing within the woods.
They're very religious words having to do with the taking and giving of money.
Are they in the common tongue or the gnomish tongue?
No, they're in common.
Okay.
I want everybody to be able to read them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, not everyone speaks common.
It's common.
You assume.
Everybody in Afkatla does, but not everybody reads. What do you do?
I don't know.
It's for rich people. I have, once the bubbles reach their zenith and pop, glittering letters says our troop's name, presenting.
Yes!
Yes.
A dance within the snow.
Hilarious.
That's hilarious.
So
operated
good.
By... Gerald Twinkle Toes.
Yes.
Yeah,
no, that's fine.
Gerald Twinkle Toes.
So there's all sorts of texts now popping up.
Look, we have to establish
illusion.
The narrative, okay?
So minor illusion, can I create like a kind of illusionary crowd of
make
people?
Make whatever you want.
Okay, I'm going to create... So I can do a sound thing and a visual thing,
yep.
Right? And the sound thing right now is...
Is sleigh bells, and another one bites the dust in the background.
Okay.
And a shimmering sound.
So I'm going to do that. I'll create an auditory thing that's just like the most intense hard bass that you've ever heard in your entire life.
Oh, my
God. Oh, we reached the drop.
Add on to the really intense EDM stuff with the flash. I'll make it so it's in beat with everything else that people have, like, made so far.
Okay.
Yes,
and
thank
then
you.
Yeah. I'll create an illusionary crowd of people that just look like people, like, squatting slots in tracksuits. They're just doing a really intense, like,
moshing
kicking dance thing. And they're doing it, all doing it simultaneously, like, synced up in beat.
Within the forest?
Yes.
Okay. Are they taller or shorter than Persona?
Did you say...
They're human size, so I don't know how size you're making.
Ours is like 9 feet tall.
Arsene thing.
Like our size is about human size, maybe
did
like 6 feet.
Did you say squatting slobs?
A little bit taller.
Yeah, squatting
in
slobs.
In tracksuits.
In tracks. In Adidas tracksuits.
Slobs. Okay, so
no,
like
it's not
Russian
Adidas,
mafia
it's the
guys.
D&D variant Adidas.
All right.
So anyway, that's my thing. Go ahead.
All right, so... So here's what everybody's seeing now. There's a tall, dark man in the forest dancing along to this music. There's some scrolling text and some shimmering text coinciding or starting to come towards each other. And then out of the fog in the woods, you see a bunch of people just like dancing
in strange
in a, basically a huge circle around the dark, tall, dancing man. All right.
This is how we summon
building off of what
base.
He building off of what he did with the Revenge of the Sixth type Revenge of the Sith.
I like that word choice. What he did.
I want more gold text showing up that is just the literal opening title crawl of Revenge of the Sith.
Okay, you see the conductor is starting to get mad at you guys. He dismisses all the text.
What, even mine? They
yes.
didn't get a chance to read it.
Now we've done all our text.
Can we see the conductor?
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys can actually see each other.
Okay.
But it's like,
come
it's,
on.
It's like a fit, like a magical sight.
I'm doing this at the conductor.
Yeah, he's staring like daggers at you guys.
I wasn't really serious.
I know. Well, he let yours tumble down and then dismissed it as if it was part of its effect. The other two he just made disappear.
They need to know about General Grievous.
So out of the to make it look like this is what dispersed the text. Of a giant stone golem come out and just brush it aside. And as he comes in, there would be a swelling music behind him as he comes out, and he starts acting like he's conducting the music.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
So giant stone
conducting heart bass.
Dun dun dun.
The same music that I was playing before, or some new music?
He's prepared. Music.
Okay, so the other music subsides, and then this music starts to play with the stone giant.
Oh, we never even.
Oh, we're going to war.
Is this what music is this?
Hell yeah, this is war.
Okay,
it's Mars,
Mars.
But yeah.
War. So
God,
I can I affect other people's images or no?
You can interact with them, but you can't change or dismiss them. Only the conductor can do that.
Okay. Can I do whatever with my previous?
Yeah.
Okay, so shimmering stops, and the last of the snowflakes from the shimmering, as they fall, they turn into white birds tweeting, and as they fly around, when they get kind of lightly kiss. Cheeks as they go by.
So the real crowd.
Yeah.
They fly down and start kissing the real crowd.
Yeah, on the cheeks. Aww. Lightly.
That's adorable.
And okay. Like with his, like there's light wind sounds blowing, and it like makes a little thing around the golem.
Okay, that's cool.
The golem's super getting into it.
Yeah. So you guys hear some, there's some, like, audible gasps from the crowd as the little doves come down to kiss them. But it's like little giggles of pleasure right after that. Like, they were surprised that it happened. Okay. You ready to jump in?
Yeah, one of the birds.
Somewhere in the back, someone or something shoots a fireball.
Conductor. And it speaks.
You should not have dismissed the holy words.
Okay. It's just, he
dismisses the yes! Title crawl!
Vindication!
Now he's staring daggers at you.
Do not dismiss the holy words.
There is a very rotund orc that walks out in a Santa hat.
Yes!
Oh, amazing.
And he starts singing Jingle Bells.
Okay. To this music!
To this music.
Yes!
Santa Claus brings blood.
Okay, so now there's a orc Santa walking out into the middle of all the dancing people and the dancing
golem,
dark man, and the giant stone golem,
and the Slavic squad
singing
dancers.
Jingle bells. Okay,
and that's like with the whole like with the dashing through the snow and
yes, every okay. verse.
Yeah, so
the whole 7-minute song.
So I'm going to make the one horse open sleigh literally dashing through the scene.
Okay.
Weaving through the trees.
So there are still bells, sleigh bells from earlier. Do you incorporate that?
Yeah.
Okay.
The sleigh is covered in bells.
Okay.
The sound of sleigh bells gets louder as it comes
and in. With, you use like a standard horse and everything, like the straight up. Okay.
Standard white horse.
Yeah.
Stop. Hail Santa!
Hail Santa!
What's this?
Oh, sorry, go on.
I don't know. There'd be kids in the sleigh, I guess.
Okay.
Oh, that's perfect then. That actually works.
Kids in the sleigh.
What's this? A shadow creeping amongst the crowd. Some vile troublemaker's laughter could be heard.
What?
A tail could be seen whipping around.
Oh no!
A large stick could be seen being wielded by two hands. It is the fantasy Krampus.
It's Krampus!
Oh, no.
Stalking his prey amongst the crowd.
Oh no!
Now you start to hear gasps of fear.
There must be naughty children about.
The rich aristocrats.
I'm going to segue the song into whatever the most like tense part of the song. So probably this part is like reintroduced.
Okay.
Try to do it like seamlessly, not that I'm just like time skipping to it.
Yeah. So like when this comes up, basically that's when the Krampus starts to like stalk through that crowd.
Yeah, oh, and there's like a little like a spotlight but not of like bright light, but just enough to illuminate him as he continues creeping through the audience.
Okay.
All right.
Now,
so,
did the Krampus say that or not each other about?
No.
Some of the guys were saying okay.
That's my invisible narrative dialogue that only I know.
As you're casting it, it's in fine. Your head.
You see the conductor like staring at you as if you had talked with him about it earlier and he said no.
No, it's fine. In the D&D universe, Krampus is a known hired demon.
No showboating.
So, while Krampus is running around, around where all those folks are dancing, out of the ground start growing these giant dark mountains that just keep growing higher and higher, and just like farther up than people can see. And then as they're growing and they're dark and they're spooky, then
they're so spooky.
Like these huge big snowballs like you would see in cartoons that just like get bigger and bigger as they fall come rolling down the mountains.
One might say it, snowballs.
Okay.
wait, no, I'm not done yet. And so, when they get to the bottom, right where all the people are dancing
to each other,
as they would about to crash into them, they kind of like look like they would hit an invisible wall and just like puff away, but then the ground turns into ice and just like forms together, and now they're all on a ground of ice.
Okay.
So big dark mountains, ground of ice, big snowballs.
Okay. Do you stop the bubbles to make that effect?
Yes.
Okay.
Bubbles are gone. They just bubbles just stop going, and then the bubbles
burst.
Okay. So here's what the crowd is seeing right now. There's a dark, spooky forest surrounded by dark, spooky mountains with giant balls of snow rolling down at them. There is a large, spooky man dancing in the middle of it. There's a lot of people, like, dancing on the outside of the forest. There's a stone giant going basically, da, da. There is...
As the Krampus is stalking.
There's the Krampus stalking through the crowd.
The 12 days.
There's Orc Santa with his sleigh approaching, with children in the sleigh.
Didn't the forest go away when he did the sleigh?
Oh.
So
we can have the forest go away. I'm going to put the kids on the ice anyway.
Yeah, we're going to put kids on ice.
Okay, so the forest, like, basically it kind of, like, melted down. Like, yeah. We all traveled away from the forest, and now we're in spooky mountains with snow and ice and Orc Santa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I got a lot to work with. Let's see. So, there's this evil Krampus guy, right?
Yeah.
All right. So... Alright, so... I guess, let's just say, all of a sudden, there's this, like, starry night sky. The forest is still spooky, but it's, like, a starry night sky, right?
Okay.
And then, one of the stars, they start shining really bright. And then, all of a sudden, like...
On a stable.
I'm sorry.
I was gonna say a giant ship comes flying down.
Whoa!
Right. Wait,
whoa!
That took a turn.
Maybe.
I like the way this is going.
Yeah, I like this
I'm
twist.
Into it.
Okay.
And it's heading like towards the crowd, and I guess I'll end the base because it's being. And I guess
it's
I'll,
maybe a pirate ship.
Like,
that
maybe
was
a,
my. Yeah.
And. Yeah, it's heading towards the crowd.
It's a gift.
So it's just
yeah.
Sailing.
But it didn't
okay.
Get to the crowd.
Trailed by
it's heading, so, it is heading there.
Yeah, kind
okay.
Of towards Krampus.
Wait, so like out of the starfield?
Yes.
Yeah. Sick.
Okay.
I have an amazing idea.
So
the
tall, dancing, dark man sort of dances off into oblivion, and the focus goes up and towards the sky, where a big field of stars is seen. And then one of the stars seems to grow larger and larger as it turns into some sort of ship.
All right. So around the ship and the dancing figures, two domes of green and red light, and then they start going pew 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 pew.
Oh no!
Start shooting at each other.
So the ship and then the dancing figures.
Yeah, the Slavs. The Slavs have the green power. The ship has the red power.
Oh okay. Sure.
That's so, how you know. So they engage with each other.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
All right. The conductor is just like staring at you guys.
Hey, is the crowd entertained?
You hear like tons of gasps of awe and fear and exhilaration.
Hey, this is an art house production. It's not supposed to make sense.
Wait, can you change it to where the
there's very different stories going on here.
It'll work for me.
Instead of domes, they're magic circles. And no, they're the colors I originally started.
Green and red.
Okay, so the magic circles are like on the ground around the
people. Yeah, so the magic, the dancers are dancing in the magic circle,
and then that's and then the other causing one, the okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The all right, dome. All right.
The dome doesn't. Really
so now there's a big light show going on.
Hell yeah!
All right. Then the light dims around Santa Orc and the and Krampus, and a snow flurry kicks up around them, obscuring them. And when it dies down, you see both Santa and Krampus on the ice, in skates, skate dancing.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Inside or outside the magic circles?
Outside the magic circles.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Magic circles backdrop to it.
Okay.
Oh, I love it.
So Orc Santa and Krampus are now basically figure skating between all of the dancing people who are engaged with the ship that came down with some sort of laser-like combat.
So the lasers are still going off, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
So I have the Slavs basically, they all sort of die to the lasers that are getting hit at them, so they all just go, ah!
So the Slavs start doing the Tuli dance.
Wilhelm screams.
Yes, they make Wilhelm screams.
Yes!
Okay,
and then,
okay. So Tuli dance, Wilhelm screams.
So that's gonna be my way to dispel the illusion for the Slavs, and then I'm gonna have like 12 or so hooded figures emerge in like the Santa clothes, like the red and white thing, and they I'm gonna have them kind of form a like a line around like where the Krampus and Santa are skating facing the crowd, and they're all gonna chant in unison, Hail Santa.
Hail Santa.
Hail Santa.
Thank you.
And then we have the music be very ominous choir music that it's also an opera singer doing Hail Santa in several different languages.
Now, when you say ominous, he's thinking like
Hail Santa!
Like, low and slow
it's
going, or like Sephiroth, or like Star Wars, like
I'm thinking that.
You're hearing it like that.
Hail Santa!
Yeah, okay.
With like very ominous, like Dark Souls style.
Oh, Final Fantasy VIII, it's the witch's theme.
Yeah.
Yeah, alright.
With like very, like,
creepy
Dark Souls style orchestral music playing.
Yeah, we are.
That's like very bombastic and loud.
And there's still doves flying around.
Okay.
Yeah. There's the doves the whole
there's
time.
Doves the whole time.
The,
They're still kissing people.
By the way,
the kiss of death.
My hooded figures are also each holding a candle with both their hands. And have their dark hoods and are just doing this.
Okay.
And chanting hey.
Man, that laser battle only lasted two people.
No,
the laser battle's still going. There's still magic circles firing.
Okay,
all
right, good.
It's just all the Slavs die.
Please, let it be my turn.
They all die in the battle.
So, the singing choir, while chanting Hail Santa, the lights of their candles culminate in the hand of the Santa Orc, who fires it as a giant laser into the spaceship.
Wait! So he, like, takes a break from fighting Krampus. Hold on, I gotta deal with this battle.
No.
He does.
They weren't fighting. They were dancing.
Why that was dance fighting?
No,
look. All such emotions, there is dance fighting.
They never established it.
If you're wondering, the Santa Orc is still skating, but he's firing the laser while skating.
Okay.
Now that's multitasking.
So you have to be okay with your ship exploding.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. So then that happens. So Santa powers up.
Powers up.
No. While this is going on,
I need your energy.
While this is going on, I want there to be like a massive crescendo in the music, and as soon as the ship explodes, it's like all the chanting just stops as soon as it explodes, and just boom!
Sick.
No, but the chant has to intensify.
No, it was intensified.
Santa is doing
it. Building up
yeah.
to the
okay.
laser.
So so all the chanting and everything intensified, and then Santa fired up at the ship, and it exploded into a huge fireball, bright, giant light, and then everything slows down and gets quiet.
Yes!
And then all the, if Nikki's cool with this, all the people who the birds had, this is Jacqueline's. All the people that the birds had pecked on, they start having Santa hats grow out of their heads.
Oh no! Wow.
And then the birds start going, one of us.
Why is our Christmas show so creepy?
Y'all are the ones who are making it creepy.
No! I added Star Wars to it. It's not creepy.
The crowd is like, are we joining a cult?
Yeah, right.
Jesus Christ. Okay, so here's the scene now. You're in like a, there's dark, looming mountains around. There's a small amount of chanting.
One of us.
People are like, are gasping. Festivity.
It infects me.
You're in a
literally
like a field of basically snow, and in the middle is a darkened looking orcish Santa with Krampus nearby, and just kind of standing there now that he's basically done what he's supposed to do. And the stars are very prominent in the sky.
So we've got a starlit field, snowy, and we've got a dark orchestra.
Well, it's icy.
Yeah, and then bordered on all sides by dark looming mountains.
Are Krampus and Santa and the circle people around both of them still there?
Yeah.
Okay, so I have my birds stop chanting one of us, and they're going, oh, so they all like get together. They crash into each other, feathers go flying everywhere in the middle of Santa and Krampus and the people. They feathers go everywhere, and as the feathers start to like go down, a Christmas tree starts to appear in the middle of the circle with presents, and it glows and lights.
Okay.
And then this, like, right. And then, like, and then Joe, like, kind of appears in silence.
And above that tree, all the little birds converge into one big giant bird.
So they're now, okay. So they're, okay. So there was a there's a Christmas tree. So the birds came together and like flew into each other and created a Christmas tree. And then the leftover birds flew above the tree and then formed together and now one big bird.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Partridge in a pear tree.
The heck of a pear tree.
All right. What color is the bird?
I've been imagining it white. What color were your birds?
It was white.
I was white too.
Yeah.
Hi. So Orc Santa's, I'm not sure if he's dancing or fighting Krampus. I'm going to say that he's doing a little Christmas capoeira.
Yeah.
Dance fighting.
On ice skates? That's impressive.
Yes. Christmas capoeira. Much, yes.
And as the tree forms, there is a regular sized elf and a halfling of roughly, they look like the same age, and then a little kid that looks like half halfling, half elf. That basically looks like the tiny elves that you would think of in the North Pole, typically.
Ah, that's
it. Comes out, and they start putting presents under the Christmas tree.
Nice. That's cool.
All right. Santa's distracted.
Santa is
He did just blow up a spaceship.
Yeah.
Or was it just like a literal pirate ship in space?
Yes. I was also imagining Spelljammer.
Yeah, that's what I was
thinking. Spelljammer is like a
fantasy
spaceship. It could be all sorts of things, but the thing I think of when I think of Spelljammer is I think of a sailing ship with a with more mass underneath, also.
Old movie or something? Yeah.
No, it's a D&D setting from first to second edition.
Well, there's flying ships in D&D?
Yep.
There's Eberron.
There's been flying ships in D&D since second edition.
I told you that 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, they're interdimensional. They go into space.
Hey, what are you talking about?
They fly through the crystal spheres.
And they fly spaceships.
That's right. You see them in D&D all the time.
You don't really see them that often.
Okay.
They're more like blimps thing.
Santa's distracted.
Yes.
Well, Santa has distracted.
Krampus escapes around the Christmas tree, examining the presents, and sinisterly, reaches out and grabs one as the elves are depositing them, and it turns dark and black.
Oh, he's corrupting the presents.
And is the sleigh still around with the kids?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. It's around here somewhere.
He skates alongside the sleigh as it's, I don't know, I guess doing donuts in the middle of it. It's on a circuit, I assume. It's kind of like going around the outskirts.
It's doing a figure
he
eight.
Slides up alongside it, or skates up alongside it, and deposits the present in the lap of one of the children. And disappears into darkness, cackling.
Oh no. I thought they reached an understanding when he blew up the spaceship.
No. The spaceship was merely a clever distraction.
Oh no! Krampus summoned the gift?
There's a big glowing Christmas tree in the middle of this pretty spooky, basically, clearing.
It's still spooky.
The Krampus has been corrupting presents and children.
Are those actual children or are they just hologram children?
They're illusionary children.
Why wouldn't the gnomes give us real children?
We already established there's a very real lack of children here.
Shush! I'm trying to set the scene in my mind to come up with something to
there's an actual crab.
Okay.
Shush!
Above the big Christmas tree is a large, basically a giant white dove. Hanging.
Can you repeat that? Other people are not shushing.
There's a big white dove above the Christmas tree. And then in the sky above that is a very starry night.
Okay.
People keep saying starry night, and I keep thinking, like, Van Gogh.
Yeah, like, is it... Is
which
it
isn't bad. I actually love that.
No, it's like literally a starry night.
It's just like, you're out in the middle of the woods, you know, late at night.
The giant mountains burst into flames. just like these giant mountains that are encasing the scene.
I'm imagining that like suddenly, like they're kind of there and they're just.
Yeah, no, they just like burst into flames. The entire hall is like lit.
Okay, everybody screams.
Oh,
everybody,
yeah. All right.
Some time goes by and they filter down, they become these, larger than life, but not like giant like they were. What was it called where you have fire in your house? Fireplaces.
Hearths.
So the giant mountains burn down into like a bunch of fireplaces?
Yeah. They burst into flames, but then they like ash down and out of the ashes like a phoenix or fireplaces.
Oh, that's
cozy.
Oh,
all right. Stockings hung.
Wait, so nothing's burning anymore?
No, you're still outside. There's just a lot of fireplaces. I'm assuming the fireplaces have fires.
Yes, it's like ringing it's ringing.
Ringing everybody.
And
yeah.
It's like nice and like beautiful. There's stockings. They're hung on the chimneys.
Do our illusions have
perchance with
temperature?
Care.
Like, have we been changing the temperature?
the illusions, because of the ritual, they are good enough to like people can feel some of this,
so
it's not enough to hurt anybody.
Yeah,
felt real hot, but not burning.
Yeah, I don't. If you've ever been to a concert where they had flames,
yes!
It's like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also, the music. When the fire bursts, the music stops and becomes very chipper and like high, just like super high energy and fast paced, but like Christmassy, Noel-y, wintertimey.
Okay,
Noel-y, I get it.
Okay.
Okay, so are there any other the kids still around and stuff?
So there's still kids in the sleigh.
Sleigh's still around.
Yes.
There's
Krampus is
selling drugs. And we're still outside, but for some reason they're just fireplaces.
There's a lot of fireplaces.
Like kids.
Yeah. you're ringed like kind of like Stonehenge with fireplaces.
And then
stockings hung
and then do that just and the dude disappeared with the name Krampus.
What?
The Krampus disappeared after corrupting the children.
Yeah. Okay.
Well,
he was attempting to. So, we have to see how that goes.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I guess we'll be this like anthropomorphic mouse kind of dude. He'll be playing a violin. Like, just, I don't know.
playing along with the upbeat Christmas music.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like just a giant rat man.
Winter.
I want to have him be more dire Krampus, but also more festive and comfy at the same time.
What does that word mean?
Wait, which word?
Anthropomorphic?
Human-like.
Animals with human traits. Yeah. Or anything with human. Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Mickey okay. Mouse is an anthropomorphic mouse.
I'm going to do this without laughing. So he's playing with violence.
Interesting.
Like...
Latin.
What?
Or Greek.
Rip Clampish. Wait, what? Please repeat that.
I knew you could. Krampus.
He just killed Krampus?
I'm gonna get a takedown now if I put this over here.
Sorry. That's a one true god, huh?
For legal reasons.
Oh god, no! You thought the cultish undertones were through.
For legal reasons, that was not a Mickey Mouse impersonation.
Yeah, obviously it was a Daffy Duck impersonation. Come on.
He's easier. He's easier when you're sleeping.
All right.
Stop blaspheming.
You know, she'll be get better, good. How much will be good, for goodness sake?
He starts singing now. The same.
Okay.
He's like, well, I'm
so.
I'm done now.
But between every verse,
so now,
Santa is the one true God.
So now you're in a ring of fireplaces, as in some sort of Stonehenge-like setup, with a giant Christmas tree in the middle.
Okay.
There's a bright, starry night above you, and a large dove flying above the Christmas tree. Santa is still hanging.
Mm-hmm.
The Krampus is gone. The sleigh is moving around, but now there's some kids holding a black present. And a large mouse person playing a violin and telling people how Santa is always watching them.
And it's the
golem has disappeared, I assume?
Yeah, the golem is gone.
Okay. Well, this story needs its hero to arrive. So I create a gnome that looks an awful lot like the gnome I'm playing in the story.
Sure, yeah.
Oh, no.
You hear, like, some groans from your fellow gnome.
He looks like you, just with better hair.
His hair.
He looks exactly like me.
Excuse you.
He does look like me, but with better hair. But he looks exactly like me.
Okay, sure.
A little bit taller.
Okay. Gnomes are short, though.
Lot really toned legs. The robe cuts off about mid-thigh, is all I'm saying.
Perfectly bronze
okay.
skin.
A completely
and...
unique character that is not you comes out.
Ah, my original character.
Original character, do not steal.
And he, you know, kind of poof of magic on top of the sleigh and goes, stop! Wait, don't open that present!
Oh, hey, you're actually doing the story.
What a novel concept!
Wow.
I can take a thread and yank on it.
I thought we were doing
that was a good thing. I meant that in a good way.
Don't make fun of me.
I really wasn't.
How dare you?
Xander.
Now you don't have to.
Okay.
You got the whole story
so,
right here.
The heroic gnome is trying to save the children.
Yeah, save children.
Okay.
We're not friends anymore. After proclaiming this,
Santa?
A booming voice calls out, Hail Santa!
Hail Santa!
Hail Santa!
In script, in every little niche in a corner, in various languages that I understand, is Hail Santa!
So just like off in the corner of the vision, basically.
Just off in the corner of the vision. Just so just if you look really hard, you can see it.
But you have to be looking for it.
Yeah.
But everybody knows it's there.
Ah, it's in the angles and corners.
Yes.
Okay, I get it.
Okay.
The fireplaces are not. If you look close enough, the edges are all just.
So when you have the booming voice say "Hail Santa," the director actually. Makes like an echo of it through like everywhere, basically. Like, everybody, like, Hail Santa, Hail Santa.
He's back on our side.
I feel like we've kind of set Santa up to be the bad guy, also.
Wait, we can make a murderous
My cultists are still around.
Well, let's get in there.
I mean,
they're still there.
Outer ring of fireworks.
So they're going to form a circle.
They're in a circle.
Or they form like more of like a curve.
Okay. Kinda. Sure, whatever.
So they form like a complete circle, and they intensify their chance of Hail Santa again. And out of the sort of center area emerge, a giant Stalin-esque statue of the Orc Santa emerges.
Oh, wow. Wait.
Who originally created Orc Santa? And he's still around, right?
Hear me out now.
Okay.
How about the Invader Zim bow down before the awesome
Yeah,
Orc
and
Santa
also,
song
yeah, that
plays.
Song plays.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate
bow,
it.
Down. Bow down before the Power of Santa song plays. And as the statue emerges, it's also create, like, I had the magic sort of have it be where it's like one of those, like, painting, like a magic haunted painting where its eyes are always looking at you.
Yes.
It's always facing you, looking at you, no matter what direction you're at.
Sure.
And it's basically omnipresent, and it dominates the entire landscape now, as a statue of Santa should.
Okay.
I'll say it's about, like, a large tree size.
The crowd sounds uncomfortable.
You know what's funny?
Also, because it's, like, my other second visual one, the cultists fade away as the statue.
Okay, so they start to go down as the statue comes
up. Yeah, as they go up into... As the statue emerges from their ground, they sink into
they sink
the ground.
Down. Yeah.
So you say Stalin-esque, do you mean that he's standing there like this, or is he doing like his action
pose? Yeah, he's doing a very paternal pose.
Gotcha, yeah, okay.
Looking down on his subjects with his eyes upon them at all times.
And then Nick jumps out of my
car. So now there's a giant Christmas tree well lit. Really there's a big Stalin-esque like Santa orc statue.
Not a cult.
I kind of feel like this is the Hogfather from the...
when he said Orc Santa.
Yeah, that's what I'm kind of thinking from the Discworld books. But anyway, so now there's a big, huge Orc Santa.
Orc Santa has to be the bad guy.
With a smaller Orc Santa still hanging out.
He's the actual Orc Santa.
There's a heroic gnome standing on the sleigh. Attempting to save the children from the dark gift of the Krampus.
Okay.
And there's a bright starry sky above you, and you're ringed with fireplaces with little stockings hung with care.
Yeah.
Life.
Okay.
I was thinking some of pure life.
Near where the sleigh is and where the heroic gnome is, the Krampus peeks his head out from behind a tree and says, "You'll never stop me," and the kid opens the present out of it, spews darkness and evil energy from the present.
Well,
shit.
And then the gnome goes, "No!"
No, I think the gnome goes, "Well, shit.
You ruined my next part."
Oh, no.
I was going to be good.
Okay, so you said the Krampus comes back out?
No, the Krampus like peeks his head out from behind. Because he just screams, "Don't open the present."
Krampus,
the Krampus pops his head out from behind.
It looks like the same Krampus. The crowd doesn't know it's a different performer pulling it out.
The Krampus like appears up behind like one of the fireplaces and says, "You can never stop my evil plans." And the children opens the present, like darkness and evil energy and like vile evil malcontent comes out of the present.
Okay.
Ooh.
And it consumes the two children.
Oh!
Oh, shoot.
Who made the children?
I'm cool with that.
Okay.
Rated R.
This is taking a turn for the dark.
As long as it's skeletalized, like the no children as it disintegrates.
So it's up to you how it does it.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, because you're the one controlling it. Okay, so then the children turn into horrible skeletons and then melt away.
Oh, God!
Now the crowd is like...
gasping. What is the moral of the story?
You can almost hear the disbelief.
There is none.
Okay.
Isn't Gene next?
Oh, yeah, Gene. I'm sorry.
Is my my stone golem conductor still up there?
No, because you did something and disappeared him. I don't remember the last thing you... Oh, you made this... Everybody has Santa hats on.
One of us.
Yeah, yeah.
One of us.
Yeah, what does that mean?
So you have lots of Santa hats out there that can do something.
As the darkness comes out, you see wisps of it go to the Santa hats.
Oh. Awesome, now the whole audience will be crowded.
Santa hats kind of open up his little mouths and they start like biting at
you. Oh my God!
Santa hats start biting people.
Okay, you see the conductor try to dispel that and fail.
Uh-oh.
Now he looks worried and they're screaming.
What do you do?
Okay, so...
Bring it back in, guys.
No, it's out of his control.
Gene, if you would
please... We don't need roads anymore, Xander.
You're me with Mr. Grinch.
We don't need roads for workout.
So you hear the dun 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 dun. You're a mean one,
Mr. Grinch.
Oh, and you see the Grinch appear out of the Christmas tree, and he starts taking ornaments and boobles and droplets off of the Christmas tree.
How many bad guys do we have in this place?
He picks up the Christmas tree and like folds it inward, and like an umbrella, opens up his sack, puts the Christmas tree in the sack, and it disappears.
So we've got.
He picks up the contaminated eerie present, puts it in his sack, and then he starts taking the hats off of every single person.
He's like sneaking through the crowd, they're biting them.
He's taking.
Are you okay with that? Okay.
He's stealing everything.
He's taking all the stockings off of all the fireplaces. He's putting out the fires, taking the logs with it, and then he calls Max and hitches the sleigh up to Max and takes it away with the sack in it.
The horse was also skeletalized by the darkness. What does the Grinch do with the dark and malcontent?
Okay. So the Grinch just stole Christmas. What do you do?
It's
called the Extended Grinch Universe.
Wait, what's going on with the gnome?
The big giant white dove like flies down to the heroic gnome and starts to sing.
Sings to the gnome.
Yes.
And somehow you're imbued with the knowledge and power to stop all this madness.
Yes. True hero.
You don't know what the knowledge is, but you do know for some reason.
Yeah. Okay. Do I begin to glow?
So the conductor makes like a spotlight glow down on you now.
Sick.
Don't get rid of the statue.
Okay, what are you gonna do?
Orc Santa and the elves look despondently as Christmas is stolen right in front of their very eyes. They huddle around and console each other briefly, and then they look up to the Stalin-esque statue of Santa. And they start singing. What's a good carol to sing? They start singing Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Carol of the Barrel.
Yeah, there we are. Yes. They start singing.
That's
it.
Funny.
Yeah.
I was waiting for a Trans-Siberian Orchestra to come into the mix.
All right. Took it long.
Would it be too much to animate the statue?
Never.
No, it's
never.
Your statue, so if you want to let him out.
Not exaggerate, like kind of like an animatronic style, I guess. Not like anything like lifelike too much.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
I'm fine with that level.
So, it will gesture toward heroic gnome.
I'm being powered up.
And this,
like
this
Santa.
Swirling orb of red light will come out of this Santa's orb and fly over and engulf the heroic gnome.
Shit, I'm dead.
With power.
Oh, okay.
Good. I love this.
Magic from Santa.
You've been blessed by Father Santa.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is perfect setup. This is perfect.
Yes. Okay.
All right.
So that was a red ball of light.
Yes.
The conductor changes the spotlight to like a green light.
Okay.
And now you're like you have green and red light flowing around you.
Oh, cool.
Okay, cool.
All right. The Grinch has yet to notice this latest development. He's too busy exulting in how Christmas has been stole. Now, he did also steal a bunch of the corrupted presents and the other corrupted stuff.
Oh, gosh.
The Krampus, like, pokes his head up from amidst the crowd. He scowls. And, like,
you, like,
stomps.
Hear people scream as he pops up next to him.
He just, like, he grows taller, like, bigger than the crowd, and, like, walks over the crowd.
Oh, no.
And, like, stomps up to the Grinch. And shoves him. And they begin to argue. Basically just like angry sounds at each
is
other.
He
no
drunk
real
too?
Words.
Like, is he just like visibly drunk? It's like, the fuck you doing, bro?
The president got a thing.
No, why are you messing with my
drunk. Friend?
What?
Not drunkenness.
Yeah,
just belligerence.
Okay.
Now they are fighting. And vulnerable.
Alright. So here's the scene. You're in a big field.
Mm-hmm.
With snow.
Yes.
There are fireplaces surrounding you with burning fires.
No, they went out.
The Grinch
went out.
The fires. And okay, so there's Prometheus. It's just empty cold stark fireplaces.
I mean, if the villager.
There's no more tree or anything else in the center. There's still stars in the sky, which are almost the only light, other than the green and red light surrounding the heroic.
The beginning of like slow, but like. Slowly up-tempoing, like, you know, crescendo of, like, triumphant theme music starts playing, yes. Like, ramping up. Now it's you. There you go.
And the Grinch is fighting Krampus?
Yeah, they're in a shoving match.
Yeah, it's like the beginning of a fight.
What you doing, bro?
Yeah, exactly. What you doing?
Wait, have either of them taken their shirts off?
Alright, okay.
Because the other one puts it on as a power move.
Can take his shirt off.
Just
what are you gonna do?
Yeah. What are you gonna do? Can't fight a man without a shirt on.
I'll get all the shirts.
Okay.
It's like that thing with Randy from South Park to take his shirt off. It's like,
so,
it's your move, bro.
You guys.
Alright, so the sad, darkened chimneys slowly just kind of disintegrate to nothing. And then out of the darkness, to circle the fighting Santa?
It's developing into a fist fight.
Thank you. I asked you and then you said words and I didn't hear them all in my head.
It's like the beginning of a fight.
Okay. Where's Santa?
He's basically praying to a giant statue of himself.
Spirit.
Wait, no.
And then the giant version of himself has imbued the gnome with like Christmas power.
Okay. So the chimneys kind of melt away, and out of the darkness, surrounding this whole thing, come a bunch of children, all holding hands, and they're all holding hands and staring upward.
Power of children.
And they all just start singing.
Now it's just a regular religion and no longer evil. Praise Santa.
Okay, so the children of the born Santa style come out of the woods.
Everyone's praying, so obviously something has to happen. So the demonic children chanting.
Look, it started okay, but then it took a turn into the minor key.
And then you're the hero, right? Alright, so, and then is my mouse still there?
Yeah, okay, that's right. And there's also an anthropomorphic mouse playing a violin in the background telling people that Santa sees them.
While he's playing this, he does
a big discord on this.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, something, like, yeah, his eyes go, like, pitch black. He's like...
Someone start playing Blitzkrieg.
And then all of a sudden, the mouse, like... like, with all the changes, Santa, and boom. He transforms into this, like, giant mutant pack rat ready to face the hero.
Oh, like, no! No, the darkness of the presence corrupted the mouse.
It's like, boom. So little gnome, you think you can stop me?
Oh my god.
Well, this Christmas will continue forever and ever.
Oh, please, no, not this one.
We have to stop eternal Christmas.
Christmas. Christmas right, must be stopped.
Okay, so.
That felt pretty good for
me. Gnome hero powered by Christmas. His robes. Kind of the top half of his robes kind of fall away, and you can see his bulging muscles.
Oh, no.
And he puts on sunglasses, and
even though it's dark and it's snowing,
he's covered in Christmas lights.
Yeah, wear his sunglasses at night. Right, huh?
Plus, he wears
sunglasses. So he can.
Yes. He goes over to the rat and pulls its tail, and then runs over to the Krampus and the Grinch, and he gets them all involved in one big brawl, and it's like. Stuff gets thrown out, and people get thrown out, and then they climb back in, and
So it's like a cartoon brawl where it's like a big snow dust
storm. Every once in a while somebody's head comes out.
And there's just like hands.
And there's legs. And, tails.
This is going to be an epic battle. Okay.
Yeah. It is an epic battle. Yeah. Yeah. Screw me now.
So
screw
there's,
me now.
So there's a giant statue of Orc Santa pointing, no longer with a red light because the red light is now shimmering with green and red shooting out of a dust cloud of fighting.
Yeah.
Everybody but the elves and Orc Santa are within this cloud now, going at each other. Orc Santa and the elves are still praying to giant statue version of Orc Santa. Mm-hmm. And there's a bright starry sky.
Oh yeah, that's still there.
And there's a fireplace.
We forgot all about that.
There's a bunch of children.
Children.
Oh, and then there's a lot of children standing in a big circle.
Still a big bird, too.
They kind of came out of nowhere, Children of the Corn style, and started singing.
They appeared.
They just like, walked up as
literally exactly
nowhere.
What I wanted it to seem like, so.
Awesome. Okay.
And there's a whole Hail Santa thing going on.
Yeah. The chanting comes to a point where it's inaudible. You cannot distinguish the words that they're saying. And the giant Santa statue shines with the bright light. Shines with a bright light.
Do whatever you want.
And a panel comes away at one of the Santa's feet. And Orc Santa steps into it.
Yes.
Yeah,
of course.
Yes.
Oh, oh my God.
Okay, you and Orc Santa. You're cool? Yep. Okay.
Is he a mech?
So oh, we're about to have a mech.
This is,
oh
look, he's just the right leg.
Oh my God.
It turns out
so,
it's like a Gundam.
So
with a Power Rangers.
The Stalin Santa, or the Stalin Orc Santa statue comes to life. As you hear it make generic machine power up noises, as it, because I it had like a base, like
sure.
It had like a standard statue,
yeah,
but
it's like busting out of
the standard fashion. It steps out of it, and out of the darkness emerges a comparative Krampus mech, which proceed to charge at each other and proceed to have a super anime mech battle, while. Basically, the Avengers theme plays.
Not the Avengers theme, basically.
For copyright reasons, not the Avengers theme.
Yes, 90% the Avengers theme.
That's right. 20% distinct.
So why, guys?
Punching each other, launching rockets and guns and all sorts of other stuff at each other, and basically having an intense fight.
Okay.
In the background of the fight that he and his hero number are having.
Okay, so they kind of like slink into the background and it's basically
to
almost
save
like
on,
scenery.
To save on budget, we kind of put it in the background to kind of save on rendering costs.
Yes. It's taking a lot of magical bandwidth, you know?
So I have a question for, is your choir of children still chanting for Santa?
Yes.
Can I do something with that?
In the Abu Dhabi song.
So, from each chanting child starts chanting Hail Santa even louder, and from them a single dot of light floats up and they can join together into the Santa mech and it glows golden with energy and defeats the Krampus with one super punch.
Yeah, I'm down.
So all the children like send Krampus their spirit bomb energy. Not Krampus, Santa their spirit bomb energy.
Now what?
It turns golden,
Santa,
and then with one
Santa.
Mighty punch, Santa destroys the Krampus mech.
Who made the Krampus?
That
I
was
did. I made both of them.
Are you okay with that?
Krampus,
Santa mech spirit bomb crushing the Krampus.
Yes.
Yeah. Sure. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Wait, did something happen to my Krampus?
No, your Krampus is still in the ball.
There's a different Krampus.
There's a Krampus mech.
Oh!
It just blew up.
Got it. Okay.
So the...
Well, this place.
The actual Krampus.
In the ball fighting.
So you... Is it a ball?
So, you know,
it's like
those
that cartoon dust
where you see, like, arms
I had to get, like, four different illusions into this thing, and I couldn't control their stuff, so I had to cover it.
So Krampus, that's in the ball,
you can kind of see him pulling in the others, and he's eating them and growing.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
And he grows up to mech size.
Oh, no. Second mech.
Oh, no, I love this.
So he's now mech-sized Krampus.
We all had the same idea. We
and he goes over and
Kaiju
wipes
Kaiju
Krampus.
Oh, no!
But then
what's he doing?
Up out of the neck hole comes a beholder head that becomes the new head of Mech Santa, who stomps on giant Kaiju Krampus.
Amazing.
Okay. So this is the final round. This is where everything explodes. The magic of the ritual at this point is too unwieldy for even your group to contain anymore. So whatever your illusion was, figure out how it goes out. Because it's gonna. Okay.
So, as...
Mecha Santa.
As the Krampus eats the others, and as the beholder head appears, the bag of the bag
you
of
hear
the,
some cheers in the background. Woo!
Yeah.
the bag of the Grinch slowly falls. And it opens and turns big and makes all the illusions that everybody made disappear. Closes, reopens, and huge 12 huge nutcrackers come out. And they go all the way around the room.
Whoa.
So everybody has to be okay with their
illusions. Yeah, I know.
So
that's
is everybody okay
saying.
With
this? I simply forbid my Mecha Santa from being dispelled. It becomes a still statue again, though.
It becomes a statue.
It turns normal.
Okay.
Normal giant stalling Santa statue.
The beholder head is gone. It fixes itself.
Yeah.
Appears in the middle. And then 12 Santas. Appear around, I mean, 12 nutcrackers appear around the room, huge.
So it's giant, okay, so there's now giant nutcrackers. I assume everybody has control of a nutcracker. Maybe this was actually part of the original script.
You were back on track.
It's like we're suddenly back.
I'm flipping frantically through the schedule. Where are we?
I did
we missed the epilepsy warning.
The conductor looks super confused right now.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yeah, 12.
Oh, there it is.
Wow. Hey, there you go.
How about that?
Wow.
Okay, and then, so remember, this is where everything explodes. What do you do with your nutcracker?
They start stomping, Hail Santa! Hail Santa! Hail Santa!
And then how does your particular nutcracker go out?
He opens his mouth, the doves come out, they fly around, and they disappear into snow, and the snow fades and gone.
Okay. As the snow starts to settle, it explodes. And you really tried super hard not to let that happen, but it
My nutcracker goes after the conductor.
Yes! How dare you try to control us? Freedom! Revolution!
So out of in the scene, all of a sudden, part of the magic circle that the conductor is standing in is visible, and he's looking around as the giant nutcracker comes over and tries to stop him. And
it's an illusion, dude.
And as the thing comes down, it explodes.
To try to get some
everybody's screaming
here,
now because
my nutcracker takes a nondescript needle and sticks it in his arm and says not even once, kids, and then explodes.
Just a nondescript needle.
Just one he found, you know?
No, it says naughty on the side of the needle.
That was part of the PSA requirement.
Don't do drugs.
There had to be a strong moral according to the contract.
Yeah, Joaquin, you know, it's not about drugs.
Well, unless you're selling them.
Well, yeah, unless you get paid well for them.
Yeah, exactly.
So, my nutcracker starts glowing like red hot and starts to melt and burst into flame and just incinerates itself with fire.
Okay. So your nutcracker, yeah, starts to melt down within the crowd and like I see like starting to stomp forward. Everybody's starting to scatter. What do you do?
What's this? The giant bird flies into view and serenely alights atop the index finger of my nutcracker robot.
Aww.
It contemplates it in tranquility, and then its head starts spinning and it explodes.
Oh, shit.
That's funny.
All right, my nutcracker is sitting on a half moon. That starts to rise into the air.
Like the DreamWorks thing?
Ooh, is, yes. It like, is it like leaning off of it like seductively?
Absolutely.
Like a dancer?
And starts singing a beautiful Christmas song. And at the zenith of the song, she's about to hit the perfect note. Falls backwards. Right off the moon.
And explodes.
Screams. Hail Santa and explodes.
And then the moon explodes.
Yeah, everything.
Okay, well, I guess there's no music playing, right? So I guess my nutcracker's sitting down on the on a chair playing the guitar. Dun 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 dun. It's like, you know, kids.
Let's get real here, kids.
You can have a monologue. No, I remember my brother Jimmy used to say when we was kids.
A chair appears and he sits in it backwards.
Life is
strange. I didn't see you there. Sorry.
Everything has a point. And you know what? If we had Christmas every day, well, then it'd just be another day. So maybe we should all count our blessings today. I'm glad that Christmas only comes once a year.
The holiday festival. You
winter mean. Holiday.
You midwinter. You better thank your gods this only happens once a year.
Because if it happens all the time, well,
then we would be under a horrible hellscape.
Then we'd be, well then, I suppose we'd be in an apocalypse now, would we? Good night, children. Hey. Just glitter, yeah, and just flies off.
Oh. As the glitter starts to settle, it explodes.
So, these nutcrackers are like 12 feet tall?
Yeah.
They're huge.
Okay, so from behind one of his legs, you see the hero of the story. Reappear.
He didn't do anything.
And give a wink to the crowd. And then hold up. Like, put his hand up like this and put his hand in the nutcracker's hand, and then flames shoot out of the nutcracker's feet and it flies up into the air like a rocket. And then explodes. And then it goes ting! And then that explodes.
The twinkle explodes.
Everything blasting off again.
Everything has to explode.
Everything has to explode.
But they explode in midair.
I love it.
Amazing.
Let's see.
My nutcracker walks over to the Stalin Santa statue, kneels.
For the living God. Santa.
It blows up.
Okay. My nutcracker turns directly to the crowd, opens its mouth, but it doesn't look like it has lip flaps, but it opens its mouth, and from it comes an incredibly loud, Hail Santa! And then it just dissolves, but as it's dissolving, each little bit of it explodes.
It's like this little
sort of fireworks, right? Yeah, like that.
Go ahead and do yours first. I've got a.
Okay.
I think my blow up might blow up your blow up.
So what happens is the Santa statue sits serenely on its base again, or stands on it rather, and a crowd, like a fake crowd emerges and begins to pelt stuff at the statue.
Not so much.
And like, they're like, woo, Santa, Santa sucks or stuff like that. And then like a riot squad of like orc Santas emerge and start pelting tear gas and all sorts of other stuff at the crowd. And they basically disperse this crowd of anti-Santa demonstrators. And then one of them lifts a flag that is basically like an orc Santa flag, and he waves it proudly at the actual crowd of people and goes, "Remember, Santa is your god." He is always watching, and he will know if you are naughty or nice. And then the statue explodes.
So I'm going to bring it full circle. My stone golem conductor.
I'm
assuming the music has been done. And he goes up and starts conducting again. As he brings the music up to the big swelling triumphant end, and then he just stomps and explodes everything.
The entire stage explodes.
I run. Because I feel like we're about to get like blast.
I hide in a corner.
So the fog billows back up again and then descends down around you. And you are all standing in the middle of the Great Golden Temple of Joaquin with just a stunned crowd. Just staring at him, slack jaw.
It was ahead of its time.
The magic circle that you're standing in is starting to flare real bad, and the conductor is looking terrified and just starts to book.
Yeah, when the conductor runs, you follow it.
Run!
I'm in front of the conductor. I've already
started.
Get the hell out of there.
Okay,
follow.
Not looking back.
All
right. Oh, hey, there we go.
So everybody's running away, and then behind you, you know, very close to you, but you don't look back, and it makes you look cool. Somebody's circle explodes for real. You feel the heat and like some stone flying at you. As the crowd screams and disperses.
As
now
running,
the riot.
Hail Santa.
Hail Santa. Yeah, the Hail Santa thing glitched, and so it's still playing.
They'll never turn that on. They'll never turn that on. There's
permanence on that thing.
The fog. The fog clears, but the children are still there somehow.
The fog. Like the battery's running down.
Children to this day.
Oh my god.
The fog
like white glitched out.
The fog clears.